Inside on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts with offices in Iowa and Nebraska. It's realestateconcepts.net. And Iowa Computer Repair. You want your computer to work? That's what they do. IowaComputerRepair.com.
It is the Business News Hour for a Wednesday. That means only five more working days till Monday. That's kind of nice, isn't it? With us in studio, as he is on a regular basis, Lance Hansen from RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts. Lance, welcome back. Good to see you again.
Good to see you, Mike.
Always. Business good?
Business is very good.
Very good. Well, the reason you're here is because we had a news story today, which jump-started the markets today. We had everybody was in green today, all the indices. And the big economic news that came out earlier today was that housing starts nationally. Housing starts were up by 8.3% in June.
Yes.
Big deal.
Yes.
Big deal. And mortgage applications rose by 6.3%.
Sounds about right. Yeah.
How do we do around here?
We did. We're doing real good around here. We're still fighting a little bit with the inventory.
Of course. Yeah.
If you're under 200,000, we got just a little over 30 days of market inventory.
30 days.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's not even time to plan colors.
No. So, yeah, under 200 is a tough. I mean, it's
just
a hard
going
search.
Quick, huh?
And then you get up to 300, and we got about not quite 3 months of inventory there. And then it goes up a little bit. We you know, if you get above 400, we're about right at about 4.5 to 5 months of inventory.
Yeah, but under 200,000, 30 days.
Yeah, it's tough. That's tough there. Yeah, yeah. Affordable housing is a hardcore thing.
It is, and these are affordable housing across the board. And you know, and for some of you that are listening to this, you're going, wait a minute, $200,000 is affordable housing?
Yes.
Yeah, what happened to those $110,000 houses?
Yeah, there's I'm going to list a couple, so just so you know. shameless plug. But there's it's hard to get there. It's hard to get there, and builders are just, you know, they struggle even at 300.
Really?
Just
bring it in at 300.
Trying to bring it in. Our lot
costs,
pricing is way up. You know, our material pricing is up. The market is doing good, so, you know, wages are going to be stronger. The shortness of workers and that kind of thing. So people that are good at what they do tend to be able to charge what they will.
It's all supply and demand.
Yes.
And if you're good enough, you can demand.
Yes.
I understand that. Lance Hansen, ladies and gentlemen, RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts. I want to just detour, and we're going to come back to this in just a moment. But you guys at RE/MAX made national news. What the heck is going on? This is pretty cool.
Well, it's a real estate national magazine.
That's okay.
So,
you know, it's in your ballywick.
It is. And it was part of being named as one of the power brokers in the nation. And we're ranked well across the nation with when you look at all the others. And they called and asked to do an interview and talk about us.
But it's really more than that. It's more than a standing and a ranking. I think one of the things that caught their attention is how your operational standard, your business model, is sometimes drastically different than the usual real estate.
It is. It is. Again, you know, and we've talked a little about this before, but we are specifically agent focused. And then the agents focus on clients and consumers. But what we do is we do everything we can think of, everything that we can find to help our agents be productive. And that's the main thing. We are, and that's one of our claims to fame in national power rankings, is that our agents sell somewhere, depend on what source you look to, we're either 22.3 to 24 units per agent average.
Really?
Yes.
That's huge.
It's monstrous. Yeah.
No. I mean, let's break that down just a minute, because that is a huge number. I have seen numbers somewhere in the 8 to 10 range.
Yes. Nationally, it's just a hair over 7.
So this is 7 nationally,
yeah.
7 units per agent a year.
Correct.
Okay. You guys are running on 22 and 23?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. We're on a per unit basis, we're number one.
Yeah, well, triple. I mean,
you know.
Now, is this concept, it's called RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts, is this concept unique to RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts, or is this a RE/MAX idea?
It's a
being agent
twist, I guess, of RE/MAX. RE/MAX has always been kind of agent-centric, you know, working towards. But ours is extremely specific. That's all we do. We bring agents in that are good, solid, strong agents that are good, solid citizens in the community, and we work towards supporting them in their efforts to do business.
And when we talk about supporting agents in the business, and again, why this national magazine picked you guys up, I think, and I did read just a couple of paragraphs from what you just showed me. I was pretty well stunned. And it is about the agent-focused way that you guys do business. You're really enabling, if I understand this correctly, your agents to focus on sales, you know, finding the units and finding the buyers and the sellers, and not worrying about all the other back office things.
Right. We have set up a very smooth operating that handles as much as we can for the agent. And what we do is we charge them all. Every agent in our company is charged exactly the same. Mm-hmm. It's transparent. It's right there. And our motto is pay your fair share and keep the rest. And what that allows them is to then invest their funds in what makes them function.
Sure, and it may be different by whatever constituency they're after.
It depends on whether or not they're focused on new construction or resales or buyers or sellers. Or some combination of the,
and then they
the
can
above.
Use so if they are being charged by RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts a set amount, that's also a great budgeting tool too.
Sure,
for the agent. I mean, they don't have to up and down, and they can always count on whatever the number is.
It's not that's it's just they everybody pays the same thing, and then
congratulations
the rest.
By the way, good on you guys.
It's really nice to have somebody kind of recognize that we're doing good things.
Yeah.
And I got to be the spokesperson. There's four of us that are part of that group.
I saw that. Yeah, you're front and center.
Front and center with
all those young ladies who are RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts.
Most of those were agents. One of them was our agent services director,
who does a fabulous job.
She does. Yes.
We are with Lance Hansen, ladies and gentlemen, RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts. We're just kind of bragging on our team here just a little bit. Another thing that you and I have not talked about since you were here, you had an open house over on Ingersoll.
We did.
Not too very long ago.
Yes, our quote, mansion.
The mansion, the business is good over at RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts. it is the Crawford Mansion?
Crawford Mansion.
Okay, it's on Ingersoll. And it has been various things over the years, and you guys had an open house over there as a ribbon cutting and a new welcome and see what we're doing over here. Nice little event, by the way.
It was.
Great band.
Wasn't it fantastic?
Wow.
Yeah. I was pretty happy with them.
And we got to take tour of this mansion. I don't know how many rooms there are. It's huge. And basement. And
it's main, four floors.
Four floors, yeah. Mm-hmm. And so that's kind of the new HQ?
Well, no, it is actually a main office, but it's not our headquarters.
Yeah.
But it's unique. It's fun. It's allowed some agents to go into an area that they've been wanting to go in for quite some time.
And it's nice curb appeal.
Yes. And it supports, one of the things that we've focused on is that we like to support the Des Moines itself. And so many agencies have ran
West Des Moines,
out of Des Moines.
They're
all out in the suburbs. And we have our fair share out
there.
But we have been able to keep in the Des Moines area.
But this is planting a flag, a big flag.
Big flag, yes.
In Des Moines proper.
Right.
Yeah, good idea. We're talking with Lance Hansen, RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts. If you want to go by and drool just a little bit, head over to the Crawford Mansion. What's the address over there?
2203.
Yeah.
Ingersoll. Grand.
Grand, I'm sorry. It is Grand, that's right. And it is just a beautiful facility.
It is. It's quite something.
And you bought it right, I was thinking.
We hope so.
Yeah.
You know.
in an upswing market?
Just like every buyer, we're certainly that we got a good deal.
How old is that building?
It's 1890, something like that.
Do you have to? Are you the guy that puts the coal in the furnace?
No, we actually, it's fairly modern in its amenity nice. Package.
let's go back to real estate here in the greater Des Moines metro. We talked about national awards or national recognition for what mm-hmm. you're doing. Also, the Crawford Mansion, which is the new home of the Des Moines branch of Remax Real Estate Concepts, a beautiful facility. Go see it. You just got to go see it. So when we talk about home starts nationally, 8.3%, and home mortgages up by 6%, are we hitting numbers like that?
Yes.
Really?
You look at things, you know, Grimes is still doing well. Waukee is doing well. Ankeny is silly. There's so much growth going on up there. Now the new thing with our home show is now in Norwalk. And
now, who would have thought amazing. 10 years ago?
Yes, we had a presentation at our monthly breakfast from the folks at Norwalk, and it's amazing what's going on there, and the level that it's going on at down by the golf course.
Oh, yeah.
And there are some nice houses down there,
and this is going on across the metro, even as far out as Grinnell. You know, Grinnell mm-hmm. is into some real interesting building.
Yep. I was there this weekend.
You know, yeah, really?
Swim meet.
You weren't swimming, were you?
No, God, no. No.
Here he is, ladies and gentlemen, Lance Hansen and the Belly Flop.
Yeah, exactly.
So business is good.
Yes.
Prices are still rising?
Yes, they're rising. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, as much as we'd love to see, you know, some things settle in a little bit, they're still right. And it's a result of the market. Interest rates are still extremely good. Most places are still offering under 4%.
Yeah, and that's sizable for every half percent. I can't remember what the numbers are, but it's significant.
Each percent, you're going to be somewhere in that $25,000.
First house I bought, it was at 18.5%.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. I had an adjustable that started at 13.25.
You go, whoa.
Yeah.
I mean, those were tough days.
Tough days.
But I do remember we bought the house for like $20,000 and sold it 2 years later for $43,000.
Right.
So, you know, that was the other side of the coin.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
Anyway, his name is Lance Hansen, ladies and gentlemen. Always a great time talking to Lance about what's going on not only nationally but also here locally with regard to new home construction, existing home construction, what's selling, what's not selling, and hopefully we get the inventory up and maybe some more folks can be happy.
Yes.
Good to see you again.
Good to see you too.
All
thanks,
right.
Michael.
So you're going to go Splash? Is that what I heard?
Hopefully.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Yeah. We're going to see Melissa Etheridge.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, very nice.
It is the life, ladies and gentlemen. Lance Hansen, Remax Real Estate Concepts. All right, we got to back out of here. Our producer tonight, as he is each and every evening, is Tyler Hackenmiller. Patrick Wood is the program director for the radio station. The liaison between us and the Des Moines Radio Group is Mary Sayer. Jimmy Olson is the voice of Insight on Business, the NewsHour. The general manager for the Des Moines Radio Group is Jeff Del Delvo, as a matter of fact. The music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett from Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, our guests, my name's Michael Libby. We will be back, God willing, tomorrow at 5 p.m. with more of the Business News Hour. Till then, have yourself a wonderful Wednesday evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.